David Merle in for John Price. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so we want to help make you aware of some things. I came across some statistics. This would be perfect for this.
I just read a statistic today that worries me.
Wow. See? Wow, I knew I was going to need that someday. Anyway, go ahead and let's begin.
Well, thanks for having me. Johnny's at our Myrtle Beach office with our Spanish-speaking attorney, Ben Parker, meeting with some of our Hispanic clients and working on a case with those folks over there. So he asked me to step in and meet with y'all this morning. But yeah, distracted driving is an April month-long issue. It's a distracted driving month. But, you know, people think of distracted driving as, you know, well, I can do other things. It's like multitasking. But it actually, you know, does draw your attention away from the road. And, of course, you know, the main concern while driving is being safe, being careful, looking out for others. There are four myths about distracted driving. You know, one is that, well, I can multitask. You know, I do it at work. I do it at home. But, you know, the brain, the human brain, can't really do two things at once. And, you know, multitasking draws your attention away. And if you're talking on the phone with someone, then, you know, the brain sort of switches back and forth between what's going on with the road and what's going on with your phone conversation.
You know, I can speak from personal experience that you get to a certain level where you're like, I know what I'm doing. You know, I feel there isn't a car close to me anywhere or whatever. You get into a certain situation where it's like, okay, it's not a big deal if I look at this text.
Well,
or whatever, you know what I mean?
And
it really is a big deal because, as we've mentioned before, you're averaging about 5 seconds with your eyes completely off the road, which you would never do if you were...
You wouldn't just close your eyes and drive down the road.
You wouldn't make it 5 seconds before getting a little freaked out because I've tried it.
That's right.
You know, just the kind of... I'm serious. I
believe you.
Might as well not lie. I love when the people are like, I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, you're going 30, 40, 50, maybe 60 miles an hour.
Through a school zone, right?
Right. And, you know, you're moving a long distance in your car in just seconds. And that's what makes it much more dangerous for people to try to do other things while driving, because you're going so fast that reaction times have to be even quicker to try to avoid dangerous situations.
Yeah.
But a second myth about distracted driving is talking on a cell phone is just like talking to a passenger in the car. Passengers in your car are actually good for you because you're talking with them. You're looking at the road. They're looking at the road. They can warn you. Hey, look out. Watch out. But if you're talking with someone on the phone, they obviously don't know what's going on the road or
driving.
Hey, man,
in 500 feet, there's a kid in a big wheel. Slow down.
Right, so... You know, the person on the other end has no knowledge of what's going on and can't warn you, can't help you. A third myth is speaking hands-free is safe while I'm driving. You know, drivers talking on cell phones, you know, can miss up to 50% of their driving environment, including pedestrians, including red lights, including a car that maybe has to, you know, make some emergency maneuver.
Well, listen to this. Speaking of the pedestrian deaths, the last 10 years, the increase has been outrageous. If you look at the graphs, almost 6,000 last year, and they're talking about an improved economy, lower gas prices, things like that. But researchers say the biggest factor may be all the drivers and walkers that are distracted with electronic devices.
That's true.
It's a huge, huge, huge thing. I mean, look at the graph when you get a chance. You can just see that uptick.
Right, right. The numbers show that, you know, being distracted while driving or walking can cause, you know, serious injuries. A fourth myth is if I only use my phone at the stoplight, it's okay. But even at stoplights, again, it's important to remain attentive, to be on the lookout. A recent AAA study showed that people are distracted for up to 27 seconds while sending a text message. And Box, you and I were talking about this before we got on the radio. You know, sitting at a red light with someone in front of you, the light turns green, they don't go because they're on the cell
phone. You can see what they're doing, and then, then you can see in the rearview mirror that they lift their head up and kind of go, oh.
Right.
I think where that gets really dangerous here in Charleston, though, is when you look at traffic. When you look at the really congested times early in the morning, in the evening, when people are heading home from work, they're sitting in traffic, they're not moving very fast, and they kind of treat that like sitting at a stoplight or a stop sign.
Well, and God forbid we have any boredom at all, and that's another factor. We cannot live without these things now.
Right. So people on their phones while they're kind of just sitting in traffic.
And they ought to be listening to 105.5.
I absolutely agree. This plug brought to you by the John Price Law Firm.
Well,
se habla español.
The fifth myth is that voice to text is safe to do while I'm driving. But it's actually still very distracting because, again, you're thinking about what it is I want to text someone, what I want to say.
And then if I say period, does it put a period or does it spell out period?
Right, right. And you're like, oh, or if you say comma, does it put the comma sign or does it say comma, the word?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not only mentally distracted, but you're visually distracted because you're trying to look at the autocorrect, just like you said. One study showed that roughly 100 people die every day due to car accidents, and 94% of the accidents are due to driver error. So that's what we want to try and alert people to. We want people to be safe. We want them to enjoy our beautiful city. And there's plenty of beauty to look at out the window while you're looking for the
Well, and this isn't the type of town right now, especially with everything going on. I mean, you don't know what road's going to look like from one day to the next around here. Like, that's just true. Put the phone down.
Right, and drive safe. But if you do find yourself the victim of a serious injury, certainly call us at John Price Law Firm, 843-552-6011, and we're always there and willing to help.
JohnPriceLawFirm.com. David Merle, always a pleasure to see you, man.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate you having me, and y'all have a great day.